There is big news out today about one of the most contentious issues in medicine, whether baby boys should get circumcised. A group of doctors that once saw no advantage now sees one. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
There was a time in America, not that long ago, when most newborn baby boys routinely got circumcised. But circumcision has become increasingly unpopular and far less common. The American Academy of Pediatrics backed away from circumcision in 1999. It said, basically, there's no clear medical reason to do it or not to do it. But that was then. Now, according to the Academy's Susan Blank, the scientific evidence is persuasive. Blank helped write the Academy's new position statement.
This statement really is not neutral. There is clear evidence that supports the health benefits of male circumcision.
Blank led a task force that spent 7 years combing through the latest research. The experts picked apart more than 1,000 studies. Their conclusion? For starters, Blank says, circumcision helps baby boys pretty much immediately.
The health benefits of male circumcision include a drop in the risk of urinary tract infection in the first year of life by up to 90%.
But there's a far more important reason to do it, Blank says. Circumcised males are far less likely to get infected with sexually transmitted diseases.
It drops the risk of heterosexual HIV acquisition by about 60%, drops the risk of human papillomavirus and herpes virus, drops the risk of other infectious genital ulcers.
It also reduces the chances that men will spread HPV to their wives and partners, protecting them from cervical cancer.
We reviewed the data, and, you know, we have gone through them with a fine-tooth comb, and the data are pretty convincing.
But whenever you start talking about circumcision, you stir a lot of things up. It raises all kinds of religious and moral issues. Georgianne Chapin heads an anti-circumcision group called Intact America. She equates male circumcision to female genital mutilation.
We have no right as parents or as physicians or adults to strap them down and cut off a normal part of their body. To do that is a human rights violation and an ethical travesty.
Chapin and other critics also question the scientific evidence. For one thing, the studies about HIV were done in Africa, where AIDS is much more common among heterosexuals.
They are cherry-picking their evidence. They act as though there's this huge body of literature. It's all the same couple of studies that have been regurgitated and reprogrammed. Over the past 150 years, all kinds of medical benefits have been proposed as resulting from cutting off the foreskin, and they have all been disproven.
Critics also question the safety of the procedure, saying too many boys are damaged for life by botched circumcisions. But there are plenty of experts who say the Academy's making the right call. They dismiss any comparison to female genital mutilation as grossly misleading and say male circumcision's about as safe as any procedure could be. Edgar Schoen is a pediatrician from the University of California in San Francisco. He thinks the Academy should have gone even further and more forcefully recommended circumcision.
I think that all healthy newborn babies should be circumcised. I do. I feel about newborn circumcision the way I do about immunizations. It's a potent preventive health procedure that gives you a health advantage.
The pediatricians group hopes the new recommendations will encourage more parents to circumcise their sons and more insurance plans to pay for it. A lot of state Medicaid programs have stopped covering circumcision. Here's Susan Blank again.
Those families who choose circumcision should have access to circumcision. Cost should not be a barrier.
In the meantime, federal health officials have been promising for years to issue the government's first guidelines about circumcision. They keep delaying it, though, and still aren't saying when they'll provide their views on the pros and cons of male circumcision. Rob Stein, NPR News.